2665. Senator Allen's presenting on behalf of Assemblymember Salas. Sir, why don't you start your presentation?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This bill clarifies that any jurisdiction having the necessary computer capability may start processing write-in votes on vote-by-mail ballots on the 10th business day before an election for the purpose of tallying the votes. And so this basically gets the process of counting the votes started earlier so that, we can have more timely results reported back to the public on election night.
Any witnesses in support, sir?
Thank you, Chair. Ryan Ronco with the California Association of Clerks and Elections Officials. We are a sponsor of this bill, and in recognition of being quick, I will just say I'm here to answer any questions.
Anybody else in support?
Good morning. Melissa Immel with Scheider Antwi on behalf of the Kern County Board of Supervisors in support.
Very good. Any opposition to this measure? Hearing seen, any questions for the members?
Yeah. So right now, when you get the absentees and you start processing them, no one actually knows the counts or the numbers. It's just going through the machine, collecting the data, and sitting on it, right?
That is correct.
So this is kind of a departure because that people would actually know real numbers prior to the election day.
Actually, this would be a continuation of that practice. Right now, if we were to try to collect the data, and this is essentially for being able to collect data on write-in ballots, which we have to set aside now anytime that somebody might have a cast a write-in, whether that's a qualified write-in or even for illegitimate write-in, you know, some of your votes for their family member or whatever. We have to set those aside, because if we were to tally those in that process before Election Day, you could know possibly how somebody or how, you know, the tally of votes for those write-in candidates. Computer equipment now has the ability to allow us to adjudicate in a process that would keep that information segregated and secret and not tallied.
So you're not actually tallying the write-in. You're tallying all the other votes that aren't write-in. Is that not tallying, but you're processing those? Is that?
Yes, we would be able to process those ballots, which now have to be set aside and counted during the canvass. And systems that have this newer capability would be able to also, we'd be able to plug in essentially the name of write-in candidates and be able to tally for those as well.
So are they using OCR readers or?
Yeah, essentially it's still the same equipment that you have seen before when you scan a ballot.
Here's the concern I have, because maybe I'm not asking it correctly. Are people looking and saying, okay, it says Joel Anderson, so I'll one for Joel Anderson, and then the next one, and they're telling because it's in cursive writing, not printed, or whatever reason. Exactly what is the process that's doing? Here's my concern. I don't want a tally known prior, because I think that you just cannot not leak it. I think it's going to get leaked, and then all of a sudden, and in San Diego, where I represent, we actually had a congressional race decided with a write-in ballot. Ron Packard, Congressman Packard. So it's conceivable that these are really important numbers. Mm-hmm. So explain to me how that works, and would you have knowledge of the count prior to the election day?
No, we would not have knowledge of the count prior to election day. If we were to try to tally write-in votes in most systems that are approved and being used in California right now, you have to do that almost as a hand tally, as an outside process. These new systems would allow you to be able to process these before Election Day without tally sheets being laying around where you'd be able to see that vote. All of that would be kept in the computer system, so you wouldn't be able to have any totals or.
Move the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. First, we actually, if we could take a brief pause, we can finish your colloquy. I just want to establish a quorum first, right. Yeah. If you don't mind, beg
sure.
My indulgence.
We were going to do that.
We'll call this hearing to order. Please call the members.
Stern?
Here.
Stern here. Anderson?
Here.
Anderson here. Ellen?
Here.
Ellen here. Hertzberg?
Here.
Hertzberg here. Leyva. Okay.
So now that we have a quorum, we do have a motion, Senator Anderson.
He's answered my questions.
Okay.
He's closed.
Senator Allen, would you like to close on behalf of Mr. Salas?
This has been unanimous votes so far, every stage. Respectfully, yes, I vote.
Very good. I'll be supporting today. We have not seen any history of leaking in any of the early vote-by-mail tallying process thus far, and the way the information dissemination occurs, it doesn't seem like it's susceptible to that. So that's why I have confidence in the current process with vote-by-mail tallying, and I see no reason why that same sort of that inaccessibility to that public disclosure would otherwise apply here in the case of the 2665. So they sure are. And in honor of the Russians, that is a due pass.
Information you want to share with us?
That is a due pass. Secretary, please call the roll.
Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leyva?
Very good. We'll leave that on call, and then we'll
move the consent calendar.
Move the consent calendar, AB 2055, do pass. Secretary, please call the roll.
Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leyva? Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, do let us know that we know.
Ready?
The World Cup, there's something going on. Zero and 4-0 are the votes on items 1 and 2, and we will adjourn.